Happy Sunday. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, my name is Jim DeJunis, and I'm reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. And the name of our program is Reflections. For the next half hour, I'm going to read to you from the Holy Bible, and we're still studying the book of Isaiah. We also read a book called Jesus Calling, written by Sarah Young, and we will begin as we normally do with prayer. And we ask that the Heavenly Father bless us this day and every day. We ask that, Father, we understand you are the creator of heaven and earth. Lord, we understand that we have all fallen short of the glory, your glory, and we all need to repent. We need to repent for our sins, those sins of omission and commission. Lord, we ask that you forgive us, and we ask that you help us with our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, that we may know in our hearts that you that we may know the Lord and follow him, and that we may know in our hearts that he indeed was risen from the dead by your command. Lord, thank you for the families and friends you've put in our lives. We thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service and its volunteers and leaders to bring programs like this and others to our audience. And we ask that our audience themselves are all blessed and know you and love you with all their hearts, minds, and souls. And we ask this in Jesus' name. October 4th, Sarah Young writes, I am the creator of heaven and earth, Lord of all, and that Lord of all that is and all that will ever be. Although I am unimaginably vast, I choose to dwell within you, permeating you with my presence. Only in the spirit realm could someone so infinitely give great life within someone so very small. Be awed by my power and glory my spirit within you. Though the Holy Spirit is infinite, he designs to be your helper. He is always ready to offer assistance. All you need to do is ask. When the path before you looks easy and straightforward, you may be tempted to go it alone instead of relying on me. This is when you are in the greatest danger of stumbling. Ask my spirit to help you as you go each step of the way. Never neglect this glorious source of strength within you. And we have three scripture readings to support her writing. First is Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. So he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by my might nor by my power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. And John 16, verse 7 says, but I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And of course, that counselor is the Holy Spirit. And in John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. The Holy Spirit, always with us to help us navigate our days, to give us wisdom and peace and understanding. And that all comes, of course, with faith in Christ. That is his promise, and that is the promise we seek. So last week we read a few chapters of Isaiah. We are up to chapter 47, and we'll begin there. And this chapter is entitled, The Fall of Babylon. Go down, sit in the dust, virgin daughters of Babylon, sit on the ground without a throne, daughter of Babylon's. No more will you be called tender or delicate. Take millstones and grind flour, take off your veil. Lift up your skirts, bare your legs, and wade through the streams. Your nakedness will be exposed and your shame uncovered. I will take vengeance. I will spare no one. O Redeemer, the Lord Almighty is his name, is the Holy One of Israel. Sit in silence, go into darkness, daughters of Babylonians. No more will you be called queen of kingdoms. I was angry with my people and desecrated my inheritance. I gave them in your hand, and you showed them no mercy. Even on the aged, you laid a very heavy yoke. You said, I will continue forever the eternal queen. But you did not consider these things or reflect on what happened. Now listen, you wanton creature, lounging in your security, and saying to yourself, I am, and there's none besides me. I will never be a widow or suffer the loss of children. Both of these will overtake you in a moment on a single day, loss of children and widowhood. So here are the Babylonians, a very arrogant people. They thought they did all this themselves, not realizing that they themselves, the Babylonians, were God had allowed all this to happen to punish Israel. But the Babylonians took it even further, and they became very prideful. And it was them, not God. It was them, no one else. And here they are, God saying that, you know, I will never be a widow. I'll never suffer a loss of children. But no, that is not true. Those things will happen, and God made them happen. You have trusted in the wickedness and have said to me, no one sees me. Your wisdom and knowledge mislead you when you say to yourself, I am, and there is none besides me. Disaster will come upon you, and you will not know how to conjure it away. A calamity will fall upon you that you cannot ward off with a ransom. A catastrophe you cannot foresee will suddenly come upon you. Keep on, then, with your magic spells and with all your many sorceries, which you have labored at since childhood. Perhaps you will succeed, perhaps you will cause terror. All the counsel you have received has only worn you out. Let your astrologers come forward, those stargazers who made predictions month by month, let them save you from what is coming upon you. Surely they will stumble, the fire will burn them up. They cannot even save themselves from the power of the flame. Here are no coals to warm you. Here is no fire to sit by. That is all they can do for you. These you have labored with and trafficked since your childhood. Each of them goes on into an error. There is no one to save you. Chapter 48, entitled Stubborn Israel. Listen to this, O house of Jacob, you who call yourself the name of Israel and come from the line of Judah. You who take oaths in the name of the Lord and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth of righteousness. You who call yourselves citizens of the holy city and rely on the God of Israel, the Lord Almighty is his name. I foretold the former things long ago. My mouth announced them, and I made them known. Then suddenly I acted, and it came to pass. For I knew how stubborn you were. The sinews of your neck were iron, your forehead was bronze. Therefore I told you these things long ago. Before that they happened, I announced them to you so that you could not say, my idols did them. My wooden image and my metal god ordained them. You have heard these things. Look at them all. Will you not admit to them? From now on I will tell you a few new things, of hidden things unknown to you. They are created now and not long ago. You have not heard of them before today, so you cannot say, yes, I knew of them. You have neither heard nor understood. From of old ear has not been opened. Well, do I know how treacherous you are? You were called a rebel from birth. For my own name's sake, I will delay my wrath. For the sake of my praise, I hold it back from you, so as not to cut you off. See, I have refined you, though not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. For my own sake, I do this. How can I let myself be defamed? I will not yield my glory to another. Listen to me, O Jacob, Israel, whom I have called. I am he. I am the first, and I am the last. My own hand laid the foundations of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. When I summon them, they all stand up together. Come together, all you, and listen. Which of the idols has foretold you these things? The Lord's chosen ally will call out his purpose against Babylon. His army will be against the Babylonians. I have spoken. Yes, I have called him. I will bring him, and he will succeed in his mission. Come near me and listen to this. From the first announcement, I have not spoken in secret. At the time of it happens, I am there. And now the Sovereign Lord has sent me with his Spirit. This is what the Lord says. You, Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Your descendants would have been like the sand, your children like the numbers, like its numberless grains. Their name would never be cut off, nor destroyed from before me. Leave Babylon, free from the Babylonians, announce this with shouts of joy and proclaim it. Send it out to the ends of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. They did not thirst when he led them through the desert. He made water flow for them from a rock. He split the rock and water gushed out. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. Chapter 49. The servant of the Lord. Listen to me, you islands. Hear this, you distant nations. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, he has made mention of my name. He made my mouth like a sharpened sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me into a polished arrow and concealed me in his quiver. He said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will display my splendor. But I said, I have labored to no purpose. I have spent my strength in vain for nothing. Yet what is due me is the Lord's hand, and my reward is with my God. Now the Lord says, he who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has been my strength. He says, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, and bring back those of Israel I have kept. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. This is really significant. Of course, God is talking through Isaiah, and Isaiah is prophesying about Jesus Christ. He who formed me in the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob back to him and gather Israel to himself, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God has kept me, and my God has been my strength, he says. It is too small a thing for you to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, too small a thing, and bring back the tribes of Israel, too small a thing. I will also make you light for the Gentiles. Thank God. If you're a Jewish Christian, praise be to the Lord. If you're a Gentile like myself, here in Isaiah, 600 years before Christ, here is God talking through Isaiah that Jesus will also come for the Gentiles. Jesus will also come so we can be redeemed to God through Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 7. This is what the Lord says, the Redeemer and the Holy One of Israel, to him who was despised and abhorred by the nation, to the servant of rulers. Kings will see you and rise up. Princes will see and bow down because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. In the time of my favor, I will answer you, and in the day of salvation, I will help you. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for my people, to restore the land and to reassign its desolate inheritances, to say to the captives, come out, and to those in darkness, be free. They will feed beside the roads and find pasture on every barren hill. They will neither hunger nor thirst, nor will the desert heat or the sun beat upon them. He who has compassion on them will guide them and lead them beside the springs of water. I will turn all my mountains into roads, and my highways will be raised up. See, they will come from afar, some from the north, some from the west, some from the regions of Aswan. Shout for joy, O heavens, rejoice, O earth, burst into song, O mountains, for the Lord comforts his people and will have compassion on his afflicted ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will never forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are never before me. Your sons hasten back, and those who laid your waste depart from you. Lift up your eyes and look around. All your sons gather and come to you. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, you will wear them as ornaments. You will put them on like a bride. Though you were ruined and made desolate, and your land laid waste, now you will be too small for your people, and those who devoured you will be far away. The children born during your bereavement will yet say in your hearing, this place is too small for us, give us more space to live. Then you will say in your heart, Who bore me these? I was bereaved and barren, I was exiled and rejected. Who brought these up? I was left all alone, but where have they come from? This is what the Sovereign Lord says. See, I will beckon to the Gentiles. I will lift up my banner to the peoples. They will bring your sons in their arms and carry your daughters on their shoulders. Kings will be your foster fathers and their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Can plunder be taken from warriors or captives rescued from the fierce? But this is what the Lord says. Yes, captives will be taken from the warriors and plunder retrieved from the fierce. I will contend with those who contend with you, and your children I will save. I will make your oppressors eat their own flesh. They will be drunk on their own blood as with wine. Then all mankind will know that I, the Lord, your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Chapter 50, entitled Israel's Sin and the Servant's Obedience. What is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away? Where is your mother's certificate of divorce with which I sent her away, or to which my creditors did I sell you? Because of your sins you were sold, because of your transgressions your mother was sent away. When I came, why was there no one? When I called, why was there no one to answer? Was my arm too short to ransom you? Do I lack the strength to rescue you? By a mere rebuke I dry up the sea. I turn rivers into desert. Their fish rot and lake and lack for water and die of thirst. I clothe the sky with darkness and make sackcloth its covering. The Sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen, like one being taught. The Sovereign Lord has opened my ears, and I have not been rebellious. I have not drawn back. I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the Sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who then will bring charges against me? Let us face each other. Who is my accuser? Let him comfort me. Is it the Sovereign Lord who helps me? Who is he that will condemn me? They will all wear out like a garment. The moths will eat them up. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let him who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. But now, all you who light fires and provide yourselves with flaming torches, go, walk in the light of your fires and of the torches you have set ablaze. This is what you shall receive from my hand. You will lie down in torment. Chapter 51, entitled Everlasting Salvation for Zion. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness and seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, and to the quarry from which you were hewn. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was but one, and I blessed him and made him many. The Lord will surely comfort Zion, and will look with compassion on all her ruins. He will make her deserts like Eden, her wastelands like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and sound of singing. Listen to me, my people, hear me, my nation. The law will go out from me, my justice will become a light to the nations, my righteousness draws near speedily, my salvation is on the way. And my arm will bring justice to the nations, the islands will look to me and wait in hope, in the hope of my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, look at the earth beneath. The heavens will vanish like smoke. The earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants die like flies. But my salvation will last forever. My righteousness will never fail. Hear me, you who know what is right. You people who have my law in your hearts, do not fear the reproach of men or be terrified by their insults. For the moth will eat them up like a garment. The worm will devour them like wool. But my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. Awake, awake, clothe yourself with strength. O arm of the Lord, awake, as in the days gone by, as in generations old. Was it not you who cut Rahab into pieces, who pierced the monster through? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, who made the road in the depths of the sea, so that the redeemed might cross over? The ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. I, even I, am he who comforts you. Who are you that you fear mortal men, the sons of men, who are but grass? That you forget the Lord your Maker, who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, that you live in the constant terror every day because of the wrath of the oppressor, who is bent in on destruction. For where is the wrath of the oppressor? The cowering prisoners will set you free. They will not die in their dungeon, nor will they lack bread. For I am the Lord your God, who turns up the sea so that waves roar, the Lord Almighty in his name. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand. I will set the heavens in place, who laid the foundations of the earth, and who say to Zion, you are my people. Awake, awake, rise up, O Jerusalem, you who have drunk from the hand of the Lord the cup of his wrath, you who have drained from its dregs the goblet that makes them stagger. Of all the sons she bore, there was none to guide her. Of all the sons she reared, there was none to take her by the hand. These double calamities have come upon you. Who can comfort you? Ruin and destruction, famine and sword, who can console you? Your sons have fainted. They lie in the head of every street, like antelope caught in a net. They are filled with the wrath of the Lord and the rebuke of your God. Therefore hear this, you afflicted one, made drunk not by the wine. This is what the Lord, Sovereign Lord, says, your God who defends his people. See, I have taken out your hand the cup that made you stagger. From that cup, the goblets of my wrath, you will never drink again. I will put it in your hands of your tormentors, who say to you, fall prostrate that we may walk over you. And you made your back like the ground, like a street to be walked over. That's what God's going to do to those who do not come to him and confess sins, repent, and don't put their faith in Christ. God is a very patient God. God again exhibits and demonstrates here in these writings that he's patient. For years and years and years and years and years, he allowed Babylon to reflect and see that God was God and they were not, and they didn't. And at some point, God has to move on, if you will. And his promise has always been to Israel and to those who believe in the Lord and put their faith and trust in him. And not every Jew or Israelite is saved because they themselves have started worshiping other gods, those pieces of wood, those pieces of gold, those pieces of silver. Repent. Know who you are and know who God is. Chapter 52. Awake, awake, O Zion, clothe yourself with strength, put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem, this holy city. The uncircumcised and defiled will not enter you again. Shake off your dust, rise up, sit enthroned, O Jerusalem, free yourself from the chains of your neck, O captive daughters of Zion. For this is what the Lord says, you were sold for nothing, and without money you will be redeemed. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, at first my people went down to Egypt to live. Lately, Assyria has oppressed them. And now what do I have here, declares the Lord, for my people have been taken away for nothing, and those who rule them mock, declares the Lord. All day long my name is constantly blasphemed. Therefore my people will know my name. Therefore in that day they will know that it is I who foretold it. Yes, it is I. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, your ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from here, touch no unclean thing, come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. See, my servant, will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and the kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they had not heard, they will understand. Again, one of many prophecies of the Lord Jesus Christ coming from Isaiah. My servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and exalted high upon high. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man. And again, we're talking here of Jesus's beating and crucifixion. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths before him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they had not heard, they will understand. We will all come to understand. Every knee will bow, and every voice will proclaim Jesus is Lord. That will happen. Do you believe that today? I do, and I ask you to consider that as well. We're going to pick up next week with chapter 53, and we will be coming to the conclusion here in the next week or so. So Isaiah is just a remarkable book, and a lot of times we really have to pay close attention. And for me, start stopping a little more often and make sure everyone's on the same page, because there are times where the Lord's speaking about himself, and then there's times the Lord's speaking of how other people are thinking of themselves, and I probably need to do a little better job of stopping and pausing and pointing those things out. And I will promise to do that starting next week. But let's go ahead and close in prayer and wish everyone a great week. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and every day, and we thank you for these encouraging words that your Holy Spirit breathed into the mind and pen of Isaiah, that we may have a better understanding of how mighty you are, and that your plan has been a perfect plan for a long, long, long time. Father, bless our audience today and every day, and we ask you again, we thank you for the North Carolina Reading Service and its many leaders and volunteers. We've run out of time for today's program. The name of our program is Reflections. Be sure to listen to us next week. We hope you've enjoyed our program. My name is Jim DeJunis, and again, I am reading to you from the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the blind and print impaired. You can reach us at our website. Our program is available on a podcast, ncreadingservice.org. That's ncreadingservice.org. May God bless you and those you love this day.